Father God, as we consider your word this morning, we ask you to speak to our hearts, speak deep into our souls, and change us. In Jesus' name, amen. I've got a couple of other readings I want to bring to you this morning. One is from Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Or as some translations put it, Lord, you go before me, you come behind me, and you cover me with your hand. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Each one of us is unique, designed by God. Even identical twins are not, at the DNA level, 100% identical. There are slight variations, because the DNA is just instructions for building. But God makes those variations because each one is unique. He saw each of us before the world began. And another passage from Romans 12. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I want to look this morning at be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed in the Greek is metamorphosis. That's the action that takes place when a caterpillar sews itself up and becomes a liquid mess and transforms into a butterfly. The DNA of the caterpillar and the DNA of the butterfly that results are exactly the same. The caterpillar has instructions in its DNA of how to build wings and six legs. Scientists have done experiments with caterpillars and training to avoid a certain chemical. They came near this chemical, they gave them an electric shock. And the caterpillars learnt not to come near this particular chemical. Now, after the metamorphosis process, the butterfly also chose to keep away from that chemical. Even after it had become just a pile of liquid, and God rebuilt it, it had learned something. It was in its DNA. Now, the caterpillar has no say. We are created with freedom of will, freedom of choice. This is a command. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the word metamorphosis there, and Janet will understand this, is in the present imperative tense, which, as I understand, is only really applicable in Greek and Latin, but probably best translated into present continuous in English. In other words, be, being, transformed. It's in passive voice. So it's a submissive thing. It's something that happens to us, not something that we are doing. And it's second person plural. So it's a command not to an individual, but to everyone. My challenge to you today: are you prepared to submit to God that He may take the caterpillar and transform it into a butterfly? The caterpillar's only interest is in itself. A butterfly's interest is in procreating the kingdom of butterflies. Are you prepared to let God take you and change you by the renewing of your mind, the way that you think, so that it's no longer me, but the kingdom of God? Let us pray. Father, touch us, change us, renew us, rebuild us. Take away that which is of the caterpillar, and produce in us that which is of the butterfly, that will build your kingdom and worship you from the very depths of ourselves, beyond anything that we even understand. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.